Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA, and big news.
Massive news,
Massive news from myself this morning. Yesterday, my brother was in the hospital.
Oh.
Not for anything bad.
Okay.
Waiting on a little baby. Got a message last night. 3:30 last night.
Oh, wow.
Came out. Actually, I don't. I think maybe this one. Actually, if we're doing baby songs, can we just do this one really quick?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I think that's better.
Good morning.
Yeah. So,
girl or boy?
Girl, little girl.
Awesome.
3:30 last night.
So was that a surprise or did they know that there was a girl coming?
No, they knew that, no, they didn't know, sorry.
Okay.
They chose not to find out.
Yeah.
Right? And so it was all going to be like a big surprise and I think they might have had a bit of an inkling, like people were guessing, you know, they always do that.
Yeah, okay,
But yeah, got the text, the beautiful baby is here, all three of us doing really well. That was about, 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so only a few
hours
ago.
And you replied, can you not? I'm asleep.
Sorry, guys, I'm busy. But yeah, it's the cutest little baby. Like, they sent a photo through and there you go.
Yeah, see, I'm a bit weird with newly born babies.
So am I.
Like, it's cute, but they all look the same. That could be anyone's baby.
Yeah, I know. Like, they all look the same. And most of the time when people show me photos of newborns, I'm always like, it's not actually that cute.
But I guess when it's yours or if it's someone close to you, then it is cute.
Do you think I'm blinded by that? Because I look at that one and I go, oh, that's actually a cute one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they need to start developing more of their own, like, you know, face and body and stuff.
Yeah.
Me then be like, oh, that's a cute kid.
Okay.
As a baby, whatever.
Oh, it's nice to be.
Looks
it's
gross.
The first time that I'm ever blinded by that.
Yeah, right.
Usually I'm just like,
ew.
But yeah, so.
No, she's cute. I'm so
really
sorry.
Cool.
Your brother's listening, like,
wait.
Okay.
I'm sure that's exactly what he'd be doing right now is tuning into this. He's got nothing better
not
to do. But one thing that I did notice about this is the entire family's like message thread. No name yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so name suggestions this morning. If you've got them, hit FMWR on Instagram. The more outrageous, the better.
Cool.
Because I want to leave a message on his phone later on this morning and be like, hey, bro, we've got your names covered. So
don't you stress. You've got a lot to
yeah,
think
you
about,
got lots
but not
going
this
on,
one.
But don't worry. WA is here to help at this time
got
of
the
need.
Name.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are just a little bit more adult and sort of early in that show, away from little ears. Now,
a little bit raunchy.
A little bit raunchy, and it is raunchy this morning, actually.
Yeah.
A little bit of adult activity at a Nando's.
Oh, what kind of adult activity are you talking about?
Lemon and herb, hot, extra hot.
Barbecue for me.
Barbecue, thank you. No basting. No, this couple were caught on video leaving a Nando's bathroom together because people had seen them go in together and they're like, I think I know what's happening
here. I think I know what's going in here. He's had the extra hot. He can't deal with it. He needs a drink of water from the tap and his girlfriend's helping him.
Yeah.
She's cupping it with her hands and there you go.
He's rushed straight to the bathroom because it was just that hot and she's
hot.
Helping him out.
Exactly.
No, I think it was a different kind of spicy because when the staff went in to go and it was obviously someone mentioned to the staff, I'm like, oh, there's two people in that one person bathroom.
Mm.
And someone was like, oh, let me go check it out. Oh, when you watch the video.
Imagine being that worker.
Like, this is not in my job description. When they come out of the bathroom, there's the couple and the worker, like, ushers them out from behind. He's like, come on, guys. And she's, like, buttoning her pants up. And the reason, and because, you know, like, you're like, okay, they could have, you know, you try to make excuses for them. You're like, it could have been anything else. Like, they could have been, he could have been struggling or maybe he needed, or I don't know.
We know what they were doing. They were doing the dirty.
The reason we know that for sure.
Yep.
Is because that staff member, that poor bloke who had to usher them out, found something left behind in the bathroom.
Oh, yuck.
I'm going to say...
Their dignity.
I'm going to say prophylactic because I feel like kids won't know what that word means.
Okay.
unfortunately, found a... secondhand one of those.
That's extra hot, mate.
this is...
Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
We are doing your riddle, and this one, I know you're not going to like this. It's very long. I may be simple, I may be complex. I may have a name, but no gender or sex. I'm often a question or statements as a setup. I tend to have an answer. Until you find it, I won't let up. And what am I?
I have no answer
for
this morning. Someone who might do is Danny from Albany. You are the Lone Ranger this morning, Danny. You're the only one who thinks they know the answer.
Oh, I'm having a good guess at it. I can't say that I know 100%, but anything that comes to mind.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking test.
Wait, what?
Like a high school test.
A test?
Math
test.
Maybe simple, maybe complex. I may have a name, but no gender or sex. Often a question or statements as a setup tend to have an answer. Until you find it, I won't let up.
Oh,
it works.
Oh, I like that.
It works,
yeah.
But that's not the answer that I've got.
Really?
The answer that I've got is probably more simple than people are thinking. And because no one else has caught up, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. The answer is a riddle. It's very fitting.
Oh, I've just...
Wow.
There you go.
I like Danny's answer better.
Yeah.
Cheers, Danny.
No problem. See you,
see you later, mate. You might be on...
It's pretty good, hey?
Yeah.
Because it is a riddle.
You knew, yeah, you
and
knew.
And I'm not sure if, you know, you'd want me to prove this, but if you go back to the last time we spoke about this riddle, afterwards I went, it's a riddle, isn't it? A good riddle. Hey? And I was saying the answer, but you didn't know.
God, it was meta. And you know what? Nothing makes me happier than being...
fooled.
Fooled. Yeah. Love it.
Oh, I feel good.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Neighbourly feud.
Neighbours. Everybody needs good neighbours.
You hope you get good neighbours.
You do need good neighbours. And one guy over in Queensland doesn't have a good neighbour. He thought, you know, my grass is pretty average. Not what his neighbour thought. She's left a very mean note that said, how dare you? Shame on you. There are places that do not have enough water to drink and shower, and you're over here with the very green grass.
And the problem was that it was green. I just don't understand.
So what? So anyway, we want to know, do you have any neighbourly feuds? Do you not like someone on your street? What is the deal?
Now, Damo from Mandra this morning, mate, where... have you got a neighbourly feud at the moment, or?
Yeah, I do. It involves a bit of a vegetable at the moment. Let's say my next door neighbour, we believe, beat the living daylights out of my cat.
Oh, what?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so your neighbour is abusing your cat?
We believe my neighbour abused my cat.
Now, what is the cat? What's the cat doing wrong? Because I understand dogs bark and stuff, but what's annoyed them so much about your cat?
We believe that it was bothering some guinea fowl.
Oh.
And then, like, it would play with them, not hurt them in any way, but just play. And then, like, you know, the guinea fowl would change it and it would change them.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's just say my cat, when we found it, had a black eye, and now it's got inflammation down its spine.
Jeez.
He's dragging his back legs around, and whether he will ever regain feeling or move his back legs is another
Damo.
Story.
Jeez, Damo, I don't know if we're the right people to call about
like,
this.
Have you called the cops?
What can you do? Cats are classified as feral.
Not
Wait,
what?
Is it your cat or is it a feral cat?
No, it is our cat. The thing is, cats are classified as feral. They could technically say, yes, we beat your cat to an inch. Life and the dancing got away, and because they're classified as feral, as in like rats and mice, we don't have a leg to stand on.
I think you should try
I'm pretty sure if it's your pet, it's different, Damo. Isn't it?
Pardon?
If it's your pet, I'm pretty sure it's different, isn't it?
No, it's not.
How do you know this? Can you try? I feel like you need to do something about this.
My sister-in-law is a vet. That's how I know.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
If it was a dog... Different story. But cats
really?
Classified as feral animals, as in like rats and mice.
Wow.
Jeez, okay.
Damo, keep your cat in your home, I think, from now on.
Yeah, this is not okay.
He's in there for the next 3 or 4 weeks until he's even able to walk.
Oh, my gosh. Damo.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Best of luck, mate. Thank you for your call today.
Yeah.
No.
Too
easy, mate.
That is a neighbourly feud. That goes past a neighbourly feud, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's... I did not expect that this
Damo.
Morning.
Let's go!
Trending now at hits.com.au.
All right, so this week is massive for Australian reality TV. The Bachelor tonight, it is the finale. It's between our, I was going to say two favourites, but they're not because Ellie got kicked out fifth. We've got Abby and we've got Chelsea. Now, last night's episode was very heated, especially when Matt had his last single date with Abby.
Was that the one where they're rolling around in the water?
Yep, they were rolling around in the water and it was very intense. I felt like I shouldn't be watching it. You know, it was just on TV. I was
especially when she said this.
Really horny.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Goodness.
This was a family show.
And it Abby. And it really just shows the difference between Abby and Chelsea because Chelsea's there like, oh, I think I'm falling in love with you. I hate saying it. Oh, it's so hard. And Abby's like, I love you. You know?
I can't wait.
So it's insane. We will see who wins tonight. I know who I've got my money on, but I don't want to ruin anything for anyone. But there's been so many rumors going around that he picks Chelsea and then ends up with Abby. Might be one of those
just
things.
A bit of a Blake Garvey.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll just have to see. But it is on tonight, 7:30. I'm so excited. But also in some really exciting reality TV news, obviously Survivor finished a couple nights ago. And Pia won. She won $500,000.
Yep.
But Australia was sad that Luke, actually from Bow Divers in WA,
everyone was
sad he didn't win because he needs it for his family and he's so deserving and he's lovely and blah, blah, blah. Someone's created a GoFundMe page. We did talk about it yesterday or the day before about how they had over $100,000 raised. He has now passed $500,000. He's got more money than what he would have if he won the show.
Amazing
stuff.
Yeah, really good.
Over $500,000 from everyone all over Australia. And that's just beautiful. He's back in WA now with his family. He said he will treat his wife for a little holiday. And then also just for everything at school, his two boys with autism need extra help. His daughter with cystic fibrosis is going to need so many hospital trips back and forth. Lots of things. And all of that money is going to a good cause. And it is just so heartwarming.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
That's beautiful.
I love some reality TV because it makes you feel good inside.
Survivor
like
being the beautiful one. And then The Bachelor is going to be a train wreck tonight where he chooses one and ends up going home to the other.
So trash and I love it.
If you want to check out what else is trending, hit.com.au.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Now, I'm really excited, Jesse, because yesterday you said to me, Shine, you're annoying me. You need to think of something cool.
I believe my specific words were, get out.
Yeah. You said, you need to think of something cool to do in this little break here and didn't give me a choice. Yeah. And at first I was mad. I thought, you're not my dad. You can't tell me what to do.
You're not my real
dad. You're my boss. You know, we're both running this show. But really, you are the boss, aren't you? So,
God, if that's the case, we're in some serious
trouble. So anyway, I've got this little thing, misheard lyrics, because I love that. There's a lot of songs where you've been singing the words wrong for like 8 years and you don't realize, Now, some of these ones, you'll think, no, I know what the words are, but I'm here to give you the words that some people think it sounds like to try and spin you off a bit.
Yeah. Okay.
And so from now on, surely this will give some people a laugh, but from now on, when you hear these songs, I want you to think of these lyrics
the
instead.
Incorrect lyrics.
The incorrect ones, because some of them are very funny. And it's actually insane how much they sound like these wrong sentences.
Yeah, okay.
And then I've got a little surprise for you as well at the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just because you were annoying me and I was annoying you, and I thought, let's just end this nicely. So the first one, Little Mix, shout out to my ex. It actually sounds like, shout out to my eggs.
This is a shout out to my eggs.
Yeah.
And now I'm just imagining them holding up a carton of eggs, mad at their eggs. This is a shout out to my eggs.
I feel like it's a shout out to your eggs. Like,
so it's
you
a
know,
good thing?
Yeah, you're killing it with the bacon.
Yeah,
this
loving
is a
it.
Shout out to my eggs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love you for my good breakfast.
Yeah,
there you
nice.
Go.
Very
all right,
good.
So the next one, we've got Rihanna, and it's Only Girl in the World. It sounds like she says, I want you to love me like I'm a hot pie.
I want you to love me like I'm a hot pie.
Yeah. Can I give you another one for that one that I thought it was? In the first?
Yeah.
I want you to love me like I'm a hot guy.
Well, there you go.
I think pie does work better, though.
Well, they both make sense.
Yeah. What is it actually?
What are the real words? No idea.
Oh. You didn't think
I
that would
written
come
those
up
down.
In this segment?
I thought, not interesting. All right. Next up, Iggy Azalea, Charlie XCX, Fancy. Let's just play it first.
I'm so fancy. Can't you taste this, girl?
They do say, can't you taste this gold?
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're saying, can't you taste this goat?
I'm so fancy. Can't you taste this gold?
Yeah.
Mm, and they're holding up like a nice Indian goat curry. Can't you taste this gold?
Yeah.
Alrighty, almost
Wait,
at the end.
Real good opportunity for like an Indian restaurant to just really ride that one as an ad.
Yeah. Next up, another one from Rihanna. So, obviously, she's just not saying her words right. This is Monster, her song featuring Eminem. Please listen to it as this. Friends with the mustard, the son of my bed.
I'm friends with the monster, the son of my bed.
The son of my bed, yes.
Mustard,
I don't know that I feel the mustard on this
mustard
one.
Mustard instead of monster. Do it again.
I'm friends with the monster, the son of my bed.
It's perfect. It's perfect. All right, last one here. This is my favorite because literally as a kid, just growing up in year seven, we thought this was comedy. We thought this was hilarious. We thought it's Kit Kat. It's Kit Kat. So this is the Black Eyed Peas, Boom Boom Pow. It sounds like got a Kit Kat. And I bet that's not the first time that you've heard it, is it right?
No, this is the, I've no not way. Heard
well,
Kit Kat
as
before.
Growing up, because it's funny, the song repeats it so many times. Got a Kit Kat, got a Kit Kat. So just play a little bit here.
Got a Kit Kat. Gotta get
dip, 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 dip. And I've just pulled a Kit Kat out of my pocket for you.
Is this a way of you saying
sorry for yesterday?
We need to take a break.
I was being, I was distracted. You said come up with something good, and I thought I'll just give him a Kit Kat and make something out of it.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Carlos, we've been following this Britney Spears saga for a little while now. Oh. Her conservatorship.
Yeah. I feel bad for her.
Unfolding endlessly, it seems. We got another update this morning from Dean McCarthy, live from LA. What is happening now?
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, everyone. Here's the update on Britney Spears. Today, she's heading to court, kind of like a family court, I guess you could say, where her mother is fighting her father over the control of her conservatorship.
Oh.
So she's been in that for many years, over 10 years, actually. It basically controls her finances, and it also gives you power to control things like her medical records and stuff like that as well. It's pretty dark, but she's always liked it because it's taken the pressure off her. Imagine having a $300 million fortune.
Yeah.
She doesn't worry about any of that. She just, you know, gets to swan around and be fabulous. So she's actually liked it. She's actually... It's gone particularly well. It's meant that she hasn't blown all her cash.
Has it always been her dad that's been in charge of her?
Yes. And the reason it is no longer him at the moment is because he allegedly assaulted one of her kids the other day.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Basically, like, you know, assaulted. And so they got an AVO out on him, like a, you know, where he can't go 100 feet or whatever. And so now if he can't go even near the kids, it's like, how can he run her fortune when he can't go near the kids? Brittany's not speaking to her dad. She's livid about how it all played out. However, today the assault case just got dropped just a few hours ago.
So the judge
threw it out of court. It's weird. Maybe something we don't know has happened. Maybe they made it up. So, I don't know. Maybe Kevin Federline's involved. Who knows?
Gosh, who knows? There's a lot going on with Britney, but as long as she keeps making those weird, cringy, amazing Instagram videos, then I'm happy. So let's move on to Taylor Swift.
Phone off her.
The beef between Kanye and Taylor, not over. What is happening?
Not over. Today, Taylor Swift came out on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. She looks like fit, fabulous, and flawless. Oh, my God. Anyway, in the article, she has said that, you know what, her and Kanye's beef will just continue forever and she's over it. She's not going to try and reconcile it. She gave one example. She said that she called him two-faced. She gave one specific example of when he asked her to present him with the Vanguard Award at the VMAs. He said, I want you to be the one to present it. She's like, oh, my God, I love this. She wrote a beautiful speech. She presented it. He went up to accept it. And when he got up there on the stage, he said, oh, of course MTV would ask Taylor Swift to, you know, give me this award. But he was the one.
And
he was just like,
how
you're
weird.
Just you're just a game playing joke.
That is,
oh my God,
such a bizarre dude. Yeah, really weird. Hey, before we let you go, Dean, quickly on J-Lo's new movie, Hustlers.
Hustlers. The movie is actually based on a real stripper. Okay, this stripper, you know, hustled these Wall Street millionaires back in the day. So the movie is based on a real person. J-Lo plays her in the movie.
Yeah.
And the girl who it's based on has come out saying that J-Lo didn't meet her, didn't try and meet her, didn't hang out with her, didn't get to know her or anything.
Is that normal?
Went with it. No, that's not normal. Good question. It's usually, if you are going to play someone in a film, you will get to know them and research them and hang out with them and get their mannerisms, all that. No, you shouldn't do any of that. It's J-Lo.
J-Lo was like, I've got this. I don't need you.
Yeah, I got this. I'm good.
Dean, thanks so much for filling us in today. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
Bye, guys. You guys
ready? You versus us, powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
All righty, we got Queenie from Withers on the phone this morning. Who would you like to play against?
How about you?
Oh, hey. She wants to take me on. All right, buzz in with your name. Five questions, and if one of us gets it wrong, the other one gets a free crack at it, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. All right, let's do this. Okay, starting off, number one. In which 1997 movie does Leonardo DiCaprio scream the line, I'm king of the world?
Jesse.
Yep.
Titanic.
Well done.
Okay.
You're very good, Jesse.
Off to a flyer here.
Yeah. All right. Number two, multiple choice. Which national team won the Basketball World Cup this week? A, France. B, Spain. C, Australia.
Queenie, me.
Yep, Queenie, what is it?
Oh, Australia?
It's not Australia.
No, I knew it wasn't Australia. I just don't know whether it's France or... I'm going to say Spain.
It is Spain.
Yes.
Well done, mate. Okay, two for Jesse. Unfortunately, zero for Queenie. So... one more, Jesse, and you've won. So, Queenie, to stay on the board, you've got to get this one. This is a true or false number three. Who is in the background trying to help you answer? Out,
Queenie? My kids, sorry.
Can you tell them to stop Googling the answers?
Yeah. Right? All right, true or false. Yeah. WA is home to three Queenie. World Heritage Sites. Queenie, you were in there so early. What do you reckon? True or false? Sorry.
I'm going to go true.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
On a silver platter, you have handed me the win.
Yeah, so what do you reckon it is?
True.
She said true. Okay, well, that's you being nice. No one gets it. It's false because it is home to four World Heritage Sites.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's see if we can get Queenie on the board
Let's
here.
Do this. No one's won yet. Number four, who is Justin Timberlake married to?
Queenie.
Queenie, what do you reckon?
Oh, Jessica?
Yep, and what's the last name?
Oh.
We'll give it to you anyway. Whatever, Queenie.
Yeah, sure.
It's Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel. All
right, so Queenie's got one, Jessie's got two. Okay, let's do this. Multiple choice. Which celebrity won Survivor Australia this week? A, actress Pia Miranda.
Jessie.
Yep.
Pia Miranda.
Yeah, it is.
I just didn't know her last name.
Yeah, they get, and it was the first one. Like, obviously, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Queenie.
Thanks, Queenie.
Have a good one.
You
Tell
too,
the kids
mate.
We're sorry.
Yeah. Tell the kids to Google quicker next time. Hey, stick around. That one will be back again tomorrow. $100 up for grabs, all thanks to Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile. But coming up next on the show, a little bit of baby news for everyone, Shanos.
Oh, yeah. Have you had one?
Well, I guess you'll find out next.
Ooh, wow.
this is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
I've just got a little bit of happy news for everyone along the lines of this. Not Justin Bieber.
No.
But actually, you know what? There's a better song that you can use for this.
Yeah. Yeah. Good, good, good.
If you're looking for an absolute banger that has the word baby in it, which is essentially all I was trying to get out there. I've had a baby.
Yep.
Join our family.
Oh, okay.
It's not mine.
It's not yours.
It's
right.
It's not mine. No, really cool news I just wanted to share with everyone is that I became an uncle last night for the first time ever.
Uncle Jesse, hello.
Funcle Jesse.
Yeah, no, as I actually said earlier, I think if you're calling yourself a funcle, then you're probably not the fun uncle.
Well, I maintain that I will be the fun uncle because I'm always up for doing hilarious and fun stuff like what I did with my brother this morning when he sent us a message saying that he'd had a beautiful baby girl. And I was like, congratulations. Notice that you didn't have a name. I'll put the call out on the show and get WA to name your baby.
Beautiful.
He immediately texted me back. We're going with Chloe. Thanks.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Do not continue with that.
That's fine. That's fine. Chloe is a beautiful name. And
it is a beautiful
name. She's a cool
little
girl. And I just can't wait for Jesse and Chloe to hang out.
Yeah.
And have funcle time.
I know. It's going to be great. The Tinder profile pics will be just...
Oh, absolutely.
Chloe is going to be so useful.
The thing in your bio, clarifying, not my kid.
Not my baby. Thank
She's
you so
my
much.
Niece. Hit me up. I'm a funcle now. You can call me Uncle Jesse.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.